to that number of water. So what God worked through Moses there in the wilderness at the Mount of Horeb was quite the scene, quite the miracle. Hundreds of thousands of people were given enough water to survive in a fairly short amount of time. And in his first letter to the church in Corinth, Paul makes an amazing connection to the presence of water for the Israelites. Our fathers were under the cloud, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them. And the rock, Paul says, was Christ. The rock was Christ. Paul there states that Christ himself was present with the Israelites throughout the Old Testament. And there he was with them in the wilderness. It was Christ who brought them through the Red Sea. And it was Christ who gave them water from the rock. Now that is what the Lord Jesus had in mind in today's gospel text from John chapter 4. It is the familiar story of the woman at the well. And John there uses the word for necessity. It is necessary when he said that Jesus had to pass through Samaria. Jesus, as the rock, the source of living, moving water, knows that he has come for the salvation of all people. And normally when Jews from Galilee in the north would head south to Jerusalem for great celebrations, they would take the more direct route through Samaria, eager to get to Jerusalem, the holy city, as quickly as possible. However, the return trip, being more leisurely, would often lead them out over the Jordan River to the east so as to avoid the country of Samaria. But here, Jesus is seen as leaving Judea in the south, heading back north to Galilee, and decides to go through Samaria. He opts to do so, knowing that he is indeed the Savior of all the world. And he longs to bring his kingdom, his message of salvation, to them there as well. And so near the town of Sychar in Samaria, Jesus stopped to rest. And his disciples proceeded into the city to secure food. A Samaritan woman came out to draw water from Jacob's well. And Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." Now John is the one who clues us into the fact that Jews would have no dealings whatsoever with Samaritans. So the woman rightly asks, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria?" People of Samaria were not pure descendants of Jacob. Their ancestors had intermarried with Canaanites, the cursed people of the Promised Land, following their conquering by the Assyrians. Jews looked down upon the less pure Samaritans, and the Samaritans in turn cared very little for their distant relatives. But to Jesus, the Son of God and the Rock of Life, none of that mattered. All people have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All people are sinners and are in need of saving. All people thirst for the pure spiritual water that only Jesus can give. And that is what Jesus tells this woman. If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, "Give me a drink," you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. What is that gift of God? Truly, it is the gift of faith, that through Jesus comes forgiveness of sins, eternal life, and salvation. That holy triad is a gift. given through the Lord Jesus. And so knowing who it is that speaks those words, knowing who Jesus is everything. To this woman, Jesus was merely another Jew. She had no clue why he would be talking in the way that he was. She knew that their father Jacob had given them that well, and they held him in high honor and high regard as the Jews would hold Moses and Abraham. Did Jesus think that he himself, a Jew at that time in that place, was greater than Jacob? Little did that woman know. Whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Jesus was that spring of water that was given to the Israelites in the wilderness. Jesus, as the rock, was more than enough for all the Hebrews to have their fill, to quench their thirst. And Jesus, as the living water, is more than enough for all people to have their life and their salvation in him. After instructing then the woman to go and call her husband to share the good news, Jesus reveals the woman had had many husbands. The woman then believes Jesus to be a prophet at that time. And Jesus goes on to tell the woman that salvation for all people must come from the Jews, but that true worshipers of the Christ will come from everywhere. The woman then confesses her belief that indeed the Christ will come, and when he does come, he will tell them all things. Jesus then speaks those powerful words, "I, who speak to you, am he." Does not get much clearer than that, nor more perfect, except that it does. In the Greek, this is an I am statement of the Lord Jesus. John himself records the Greek translation of the holy divine name of Yahweh. Jesus said, "Ego eimi," I myself am, the Greek translation of the divine name, Yahweh. The one speaking to you. The woman proceeded to report this good news to all who were there in her village. And the event ends with many Samaritans believing in Jesus as the Savior of the world. Jesus is the living water. He gives life to all through his word. Dead in trespasses and sins, the people of the world are in need of that living water. Jesus is the rock from which the liquid water came to the Hebrews. And likewise, Jesus is the rock from which comes the spiritual water for all people. All who do believe in him have that water welling up within them to life everlasting. The waters of baptism poured out upon you freely continue to cover you and give you that life. Baptism has washed you with the water from the rock who is Christ himself. And upon the tree of the cross, the side of the Savior was pierced. What flowed was blood and water. Water from the rock of Christ, riven upon the cross. The rock is Jesus. The living water is Jesus. And Jesus, the Christ, pours himself out freely through his holy word. With the Samaritans, we then rightly say and confess, we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world. Yes, yes. It is so. Amen. The peace that passes all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.